Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, or good evening, whenever you're listening to this. This is Scott Merrick once again for Snacks for the Brain from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach. I'd like to take the liberty of reading the introduction for a fairly long article that I wrote, which was recently published online at innovateonline.info. That's just like it sounds, innovateonline, no spaces, .info. This is Innovate, Journal of Online Education, published out of Nova Southeastern University. It's my first peer-reviewed article. It took about a year and a half to get it published. I had originally intended to read the whole article, but once I started recording this, I realized that it really does read better as a read. One thing I really like about online publication is the hyperlink potential, because there are all kinds of resources in this article, and links to video files and websites, and you know, the best way to experience it en total is to go online to innovateonline.info and read it. Here we go. The paper is called Video Conferencing K-12, The State of the Art, by Scott Merrick.
Hey, I know that guy!
In an online document illustrating the technology adoption lifecycle, Fred M. Beshears presents a model for understanding how educators adopt new technologies in their work. Drawing upon a bell graph developed by G.A. Moore, 1991, to trace different segments of the technology market, Beshears suggests that the adoption of technology by educators follows a similar pattern. Beginning with the innovators and early adopters, the curve includes a chasm, a sort of no man's land between those early groups and full adoption, as well as a group termed the early pragmatists, whom Beshears describes as, quote, the solid citizens who do not like to take the risk of pioneering, but are ready to see the advantages of tested technologies. They are the beginning of a mass market, end quote. Interactive video conferencing, IVC, hardware and software manufacturers are betting millions on the emergence of a mass market for their wares, and educators now make up a substantial segment of this potential market. To most educators, the use of IVC, synchronous audio and video communication between people located at a distance from one another, in the classroom, still qualifies as a cutting-edge innovation. However, to a growing group of teachers, administrators, and technologists, IVC is rapidly becoming a tool as pervasive and accessible as the Internet itself. This article will outline the advantages that IVC provides for teachers in K-12 education, identify resources and research for those interested in using this technology in their teaching, and assess the current potential of video conferencing to be implemented on a wider scale by K-12 teachers. Well, that's the end of the introduction. The topic headings in the long article that follows include benefits of IVC in the K-12 classroom, IVC resources and opportunities for collaboration, research, technological advances and cost factors, further steps toward integrating IVC technology in K-12 education, a conclusion, and a good solid page or so of references. This article may be reproduced and distributed for educational purposes if the following attribution is included in the document. Note, this article was originally published in the Innovate as, here it is, Merrick, S, period, 2005, Video Conferencing K-12, The State of the Art, Innovate 2, parentheses 1, and it's a huge, long URL here. If you go the months of October through November in 2005 to innovateonline.info, that article and a wealth of others on similar topics, on topics mostly relating to audiovisual technologies in education. You can read this article in its entirety. As I said earlier, I really believe the best part of publishing online is the hyperlink capability that lets you get to all kinds of resources. That's it for today, folks, from Snacks for the Brain. For more information about what goes on at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, please visit www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO. Be listening to you later.